today's shir is Masechta Temura Daf Lamed Beis. We will get on Daf Lamed Beis of an Aleph at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Echad Kotchim Mizbeach Vachik Echad Kotchim Bede Kabayis. Both when we speak about Kotchim Mizbeach, or we speak about Kotchim Bede Kabayis, Tawach is Ein Mishanah Isam Kedusha Kedusha. We may not switch them once they're designated with a specific Kedusha. They may not be switched to another Kedusha. And as the Rishonim point out, what the Mishnah means to teach us is that if we have something that was designated, an animal, that was designated to be one type of carbon, we may not switch it to use it for another type of carbon. Similarly, a kosher by the kabayis, if we have something that was designated for one type of kedushas by the kabayis, it may not be switched for another type of kedushas by the kabayis. There's a very fundamental discussion already in the Rishonim. What does the Gemara, what does the Mishnah mean here when it says it may not be switched? Doesn't mean that it may not be switched verbally. That if something was designated for one type of kedusha, one may not make a verbal designation that it should be used for a different type of kedusha, or does it mean specifically when it involves an action? That means if I had an animal designated for a carbon oil, for example, so I'm not allowed to do the avoida of a carbon shlomo. What would be the nafkamina between these two approaches? The nafkamina would be is the lav which is referred to in our Mishnah, a lav shiyesh by maisa, that the halach is that there is malchus, or if it depends strictly on a verbal designation, so falls into the category of a lav she'ein b'maisa, which we know the halach is that a lav she'ein b'maisa ain like in love, there is no malchus. The Minchas Chinuch says that the lav discussed in our Mishnah is a lav she'ein b'maisa for which there would be no malchus. Other Achronim, however, say that the Mishnah is actually referring to a lav sheyesh b'maisa, and therefore they will explain that our Mishnah is referring to a situation which involved actually taking the animal and using it for another carbon, and only then is there a lav, and only then, and therefore it would be a lav sheyesh b'maisa, which actually leads into another discussion that the Achronim discuss in discussing the lav of this Mishnah. If something already has a kedusha on it, whether it's a kedusha by the kabayis or whether it's a kedusha mizbeach, so the question is, how is it possible for my act to have any meaning? It already has kedusha on it. So if we say that the lav that's referred to in our Mishnah is the lav when somebody takes the animal and uses it and is makriv it for a different type of carbon than what it was designated for, so then we can understand Pshat in the Mishnah. Because although I certainly did an Aveira, but it's an Aveira that had a meaning to it, and that's why I'm Oivra. But if something already has on it Kedushas by the Kabayis, and as we're going to discuss in our Shir quite extensively, once something has on a Kedushas by the Kabayis, the relationship between that object and the original owner is very weak, because it's no longer his. It's now belonged to Bede Kabayis. So how are we to understand what the Mishnah says that we're not allowed to transfer it to a different Kedusha? What do you mean can't transfer it to a different Kedusha? Of course I can't transfer it to another Kedusha. It's not mine to transfer. So therefore, in fact, some of Farshim say that even though the Mishnah is teaching us that both by Kotchim Bede Kabayis and by Kotchim Mizbeach, the halacha is Ein Mishanim, all the Mishnah really means to say is that you're not allowed to do it, but the lav will only be by Kotchim Mizbeach, and this is very much in line with the opinion that we cited that says that by Kedushas Bede Kabayis, that this remains a lav sheyesh by Maisa, but it's only a lav sheyesh by Maisa by Kedushas Mizbeach, not by Kedushas by the Kabayis. the opinion, which we said was actually the opinion of the Miches Chinuch, that says that the lav of our Mishnah is a lav she'ein by Maisa, and therefore you're over the lav as soon as you verbally attempt to be Mishana the Kedusha, could be that opinion will also hold that even though when something has on it a Kedusha by the Kabayis, and therefore certainly my saying that it should be used for a different Kedusha is a totally meaningless statement, still, the lav I'm over, because the halacha is you could be over a lav even if you accomplish nothing by saying what you said. And here too, even though it's already designated for Kedushas by the Kabayis, and my saying that it should be used for something else is a meaningless statement, that doesn't take away the fact that I attempted to do an Aveira and I will be over the lav, albeit a lav she'ein by Maisa for which there is no Malkus. The Mishnah now turns back to speaking about Kedushas Mizbeach. And actually, as the Rishash explains, we learned in the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah of our Perek, that the Mishnah said that there were differences between Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Bedek Habayis. And even though the first halacha of our Mishnah is that there is no difference where the halacha is a Mishanin, but now, the next thing, the Mishnah again says that there is a difference and the halacha that we're about to learn only applies by Kedushas Mizbeach and not by Kedushas by the Kabayis. Says the Mishnah, if we have something that has on a Kedushas Mizbeach, we can remagdish it with a Hegdish Ilui. Hegdish Ilui means a Hegdish of appraisal. So, the Mepharshim explained, the Rishayim explained, what does the Mishnah mean? We know that when with Magdish and animals, there are two types of Kedusha. There's two types of donation. There's a nether and an adavah. And as we've discussed many times in our shiurim, the difference between a nether and an adavah is that when somebody makes a nether, he says harezu. He designates a specific animal that animal should have Kedusha. And therefore, if anything were to happen to that animal, that you don't have to replace it. A nedava, on the other hand, represents when somebody says, that's a nedava. A nether is when somebody says, hare olai. It becomes a personal obligation. And if something were to happen to the item that he was magdish, he has to replace it. So now, says Rashi, in describing Hegdish Ilui, in a situation where somebody said Harei Alai, the situation of a nether, so he has now a personal obligation. And since he now has a personal obligation, if something were to happen to the animal, he would have to replace the animal, and therefore the Hegdish Ilui of such a nether is the entire value of the animal. Whereas, when somebody says Harezu, so there he doesn't have any personal obligation, and if something happens to the animal, he need not replace that animal. And since he need not replace that animal, the value of the animal is not the Hegdish, rather the Hegdish is only, as Rashi describes, how much someone would be willing to come to me and say to me, you donated an animal for carbon, could you please use my relative, who is a kohen, my son-in-law, my grandson, my nephew. Of course, the halach is, it can't be that the person himself is a kohen, because if the person himself is a kohen, he can't offer anything in payment or in any way to do the avodah, because that falls into the category that we've discussed numerous times of kohen hamasayeya b'beis agronis. But he can ask me to use his relative to be the kohen that will bring this carbon. Of course, the Mepharshim raise an issue. We've discussed numerous times that the kohanim were divided into 24 mishmeres. And the mishmeres weren't just voluntary, that you could pick and choose. The mishmeres were very much in place. And every week had its mishmer, and if it wasn't a kohen's mishmer, he cannot do the avodah. So therefore the Mepharshim asks, How do we understand what Rashi is saying, that Hekdesh Ilui means that somebody approaches me that I have this carbon and that use my relative. I can't just use your relative because I want to use your relative. And therefore, because of this question, the Mefarshim explained, what Rashi means is that this person approaches me and says to me, please wait to bring your carbon until the week of my relative's turn, of my relative's Mishmer comes. And once the week of my relative's Mishmer comes, then it'll be his turn to do the Avodah, and since it'll be his turn to do the Avodah, he'll be able to get it. That's how Rashi defines Hekdesh Ilui. Tosfos has a different explanation of Hekdesh Ilui. Tosfos's explanation of Hekdesh Ilui is, let's say this an individual who has no obligation to bring a carbon, but he chose that somebody approaches him and says there is an animal available to bring, there's an animal available that has to be brought as a carbon. And how much are you willing to pay that animal should be used as a carbon on your behalf, even though you are not obligated to bring a carbon? Whatever that value is, that is what Rashi Tosfos explains is the Hekdesh Ilui by a Nedava. Furthermore, the Bris Gerov explains that when we speak about Hekdesh Ilui, it doesn't mean that in every Hekdesh by the Kabayis there is a Hekdesh Ilui. Rather, he explains what the Mishnah, and we're going to see the Gemara will discuss this halacha as well, is that there's a Gzeiras HaKosif that if somebody is Magdish an animal that already has on it a Hekdesh of Kedushas Mizbeach, then when he says it, he has to give this much value. And therefore, it's a new halacha altogether of Hekdesh that applies to items that already have on it a Kedushas Mizbeach. Similarly, Machrim HaMoisai, as we learned in Masechta Erechin, there are two types of Cherim. Cherme Kohanim, that when somebody designates something as a Cherim, it goes to the Kohanim, and there's Cherme Beda Kabayis. And here too, the Mishnah says that if somebody will designate or say that something which has on it already Kedushas Mizbeach should be a Cherim, the halacha is that we have to give the Tovus Hanah that we just described what that is because he said this type of Cherim. The Mishnah now speaks about a halacha about animals that were Hekdesh that died. And as the Rishonim, beginning with Rashi, explain the Mishnah. Certainly, if an animal which is Hekdesh became a Trefa, so we learned in our previous year the Sugya, Ein Pogdim as a Kotchim L'Chilam L'Krovim, L'Klovim, we can't be Pogdim a Hekdesh, with the point being that it should be used for a dog. But what happened here was that we had an animal which was Hekdesh, became a Bamum, and it was slaughtered before it was redeemed. Says the Tanakhama, V'meis Yikaveru, if they died, they should be buried. Because, as we're going to see, the halacha is, the Torah says, regarding the pigeon process, that the animal has to stand when, as part of the redemption process. Certainly an animal which is dead cannot stand, and therefore the Tanakhama, and we'll see in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara, a Machloikus, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, how to understand the opinion of the Tanakhama, but it is the opinion of the Tanakhama that an animal that has on it Kedushas Mizbeach, when you poid it, you have to have it standing, living, and therefore this dead animal, you can't be poida. If Shimon Omer, Kotcha by the Kabayis, when we speak about Kotcha by the Kabayis, he holds the din of Hamada v'Harocha does not apply by Kotcha by the Kabayis, and therefore he says, in Mesu, if they died, you padeu, we can redeem them. There is no problem of Hamada v'Harocha. Begins the Gemara Omer Rav Huna, Kotcha Mizbeach, that we have an item that has on it a Kedushas Mizbeach, Shetfisam L'Cherme Tehanim, that the person decided that it should be having it of Kedushas Chermei Kahanim, lo yasa klum. His statement is meaningless. Says the Gemara, my Tama, why is it meaningless? Ma amakra, kol cheirim kodesh kedoshim hu lashem, kol cheirim the kodesh kedoshim have, any cheirim which is already kodesh kedoshim, anything that already has on it a kedushas mizbeach, lashem hu, it's Hashem's. And since it's Hashem's, you can't put on it a cheirim kahanim. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in a Braisa, Kotcha Bet Kabayis, if you have an object that has on it a Kedushas Bet Kabayis, Shetfisam Bein Lukotcha Mizbeach Bein Lecher Mekahanim, that you attempt to put on it a Kedushas Mizbeach, or Kedushas Cher Mekahanim, Loi Asa Klum, your act is meaningless. And as the Rishayim explained, when we speak about Kedushas Bet Kabayis, the person's relation to Kedushas Bet Kabayis, the person who was Magdish it, there is much less of a relationship than the Kedusha of Mizbeach. For two reasons. One reason is, by Kedushas Mizbeach, as we just learned, if somebody was Magdish an animal for Kedushas Mizbeach, under certain circumstances, he will be responsible to replace that animal if something happens to the animal. The Kedushas Bet Kabayis, if something happens to the item that I was managed for by the Kabayis, I never bear any responsibility. Another nafkamina is that by Kedushas Mizbeach, when a magdish an animal is a carbon, I still have a relationship with that animal, so to speak. The animal is considered mine, the carbon is considered mine. Whereas by Kedushas by the Kabayis, once I'm magdish an item for by the Kabayis, I no longer have any relationship with that item. And therefore, says the Braisa, clearly, by Kedushas by the Kabayis, once, if you were magdish it for any purpose, it has no loss of klum. Similarly, says the Braisa, Cherme Kahanim, Shetvisim Ben Lekotchim Mizbeach Ben Lekotchim Ben Lekabayis, if somebody was tried to put on an item which you put a Cherim Kahanim, that you designate it should be a Cherim for Kahanim, you want to put on it a Kedushas Mizbeach or Kedushas Bet Kabayis, again, Lo Yasa Klum. Why? Because it already belongs to the Kohen. So since it already belongs to the Kohen, I have no connection to it, so I have no ability to be Magdish it. But what does the Braisa say? That this halacha applies strictly by Chermei Kahanim and by Kedushas Bet Kabayis. But it doesn't apply by Kedushas Mizbeach. By Kedushas Mizbeach, says the Gemara, it seems that the Brice is teaching us, HaKotcha Mizbeach, Shehitzvus L'cher Mekahanim, Masha Asa Asui. It would be effective. Isn't that Tiyufta Rav Huna, a question on what Rav Huna said? Rav Huna said that by HaKotcha Mizbeach, it would not be Chal, a Cher Mekahanim would not be effective. Amar Lach Rav Huna, responds Rav Huna, Ki Shairin, why did the Braisa not mention the halacha of Kotchim Mizbeach a Hadashairi? For this reason. Because of the din that we already learned in our Mishnah. Because we learned in our Mishnah that a Kotchim Mizbeach should feast by the Kabayis. If somebody said that Kotchim Mizbeach should have on them Kedushas by the Kabayis. So we learned in the Mishnah that that statement is effective and you have to give the Hegdish Ilui, which we described in the Mishnah. Masha Asa Asui, therefore Avul Chermi Kahanim, when we speak about making it Chermi Kahanim, indeed the Aloch is Loyasa Klum, as Rav Huna taught it. Ask the Gemara, if that indeed is the Halocha, if it indeed the Halocha is that by Kotchi Mizbeach, maybe you can make it Kotchi by the Kabayis, maybe you can make it a Hegdish Ilui, as we learned in the Mishnah, but you can't make it Chermei Kahanim, so then this Braisa that teaches us those halachas should have mentioned that halacha. For listening to Gabi Hanach, why wasn't this halacha mentioned amongst the other halachas in the Braisa? Answers the Gemara, Tana Dispei Tartik Tani, only such a halacha that has both dimensions, that you can't make neither Chermei Kahanim, nor Bet Kabayis, was mentioned in this brisa. However, the less by tati, where both halachas aren't applicable, where only you can't make it into cher mekahanim, but you can make it into kedushas by the kabayis, like Tani, it's not similar to the case of by the kabayis and charamis, which you can't do anything with, and therefore wasn't combined in the halachas of the brisa. Ask the Gemara from our Mishnah on Rav Huna. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah that if you have something that has on it kedushas mizbeach, Magdish, and I say Hegdish Ilui. My love, Hegdish Ilui. Doesn't the Mishnah mean that you can make on Kedushin's Beach a Kedusha Bedekabayis? Furthermore, Umachrim and Lacher Mekoyin, that you could take something with a chance on it, a Kedusha's Mizbeach, and put on it a Cherim Kahanim. So isn't that clear that our Mishnah holds that you can take something that has on it a Kedusha's Mizbeach and put on it a Cherim Kahanim? Unlike what Rav Huna said, what he said that you can't, loy, answered the Gemara, that isn't true. Something that has on it a kedushas mizbeach, you cannot put on it a kedushas chermikahanim. Loy, idi kachah bedekabayis, all the Mishnah means is that you could only put on it a kedushas bedekabayis. So why does the Mishnah say it this way? Says the Gemara, because the Mishnah is trying to teach us the following halacha. V'loyishna mapaklu b'loshan hegdish lebedekabayis. It makes no difference what terminology you used. Whether you use the lashon of hegdish, that you're taking your item that has on it a kedushas mizbeach, and you're saying explicitly that it should have on it a kedushas by the kabayis, or the lashonah mapiklu b'lashon chemer by the kabayis, or you said that you're going to use it for chemer by the kabayis. Again, going back to what we said earlier in our shir, that there are two types of charamim. There's chermei kahanim and chermei bedekabayis, chermei Hashem. And what the Mishnah, which is a chermei Hashem, is actually another variety of bedekabayis. And the Mishnah is saying that when you start with something that has on it a kedushas mizbeach, you do have the ability, to some degree, to put on it a kedushas bedekabayis. And the Mishnah furthermore is teaching us, it makes no difference how you articulated that Kedusha. Whether you articulated it with the words that the Kabayis explicitly, or whether you said it by saying Cherme Hashem, Cherme by the Kabayis, the same thing will apply. But ask the Gemara V'loi Tani Hachi. We learned the Braisa differently. The Tani B'Braisa, we learned on the Braisa, Hegdish Ilui, Kachar by the Kabayis. Hegdish Ilui means that you can take something that has on it Kedushas Mizbeach and make on it Kedushas Bedekabayis. And Machrim Roisoy means Cherme Kahanim. That we could take something that has on it a Kedushas Mizbeach and make it into Cherme Kahanim. Not just Cherme Bedekabayis as the Gemara suggested a moment ago. Void, furthermore asked the Gemara, Hatanya, there's an explicit Braisa that says, Kachi Mizbeach, Shehigdishu L'Cherme Kahanim, that we start something that had on it Kedushas Mizbeach and we're magdish it for Cherme Kahanim, the halach is Masha Asoy Asoy. What he did is effective. To Yuftad Rav Huna, who he said at the beginning of this Gemara, that you can't make something that has on it a Kedushas Mizbeach, have on it a Kedushas Cherme Kahanim, to Yuftad Rav Huna is indeed refuted. But ask the Gemara, Rav Huna Krakomer. Rav Huna didn't just say his halacha based on reasoning. He based it on a pasuk. Kol cherem kodesh kedoshim hu l'Hashem. So, what are we going to do with Rav Huna's pasuk? Amar Ula says, Ula, what the pasuk is coming to teach us, cherem kol cherem. The pasuk is coming to teach us that the halacha is that a cherem kahanim could take effect even on something that has kedushas mizbeach. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Ask the Gemara, Omi Amar Ula Hachi, is that indeed the opinion of Ula? Is the opinion of Ula that something has under the kedushas mizbeach can also become chermi kahanim? V'am Ula, isn't it the opinion of Ula? Where somebody says, Hamatvus Ula by the kabayis, there is an animal that has under the kedushas kedushas oila, and then I say on it, I should have on it a kedushas mizbeach. The halacha is ein ba ela ikav gizbaram bovad. We know the halacha is as the Gemara says in Masechta Tainus. Heich karbono shel adam karuv v'hu eina oimer al gabov. How could a person bring a carbon that he isn't standing there as his carbon is being offered? Says Ula, that if somebody had an animal that has on it a Kedushas Mizbeach, and then he said that it should also have a Kedushas Bedek Abayis, what he accomplishes is that the Gizbar, that the Hegdish, is considered to some degree the owner of this carbon, and as we just said, and Mepharshim say from here we see that this halacha is a halacha midaraisa. The halacha will be that the person has to stand there, the hegdish has to stand there when this carbon is brought. Interesting to point out that the Mishnah Melech says that this halacha that Ula is teaching us is only by carbon oila, because since a carbon oila is a kodesh kedoshim, so that's when this halacha will apply. But by other carbonos, the halacha will not apply. And again, as the Mepharshim explained, that much ownership the Bedek Abayis gets in the animal by making this statement that they have that much ownership that they have to stand there as the owners must stand there when they're makriv, when they're makriv the carbon. But we see from here that something that has on it Kedushas Mizbeach that does not take effect on something that has on it, something that has a Kedusha Mizbeach, has a full-fledged Kedusha, only for one very limited rule that we just described, and that is the rule that the Gizbarim have to stand there when they bring that carbon. Otherwise, it won't have Kedushas Bedek Abayis. It won't have the Hegdish Eli, even, that we described in our Mishnah. And it certainly shouldn't be able to have on it Cherme Kahanim. So how can we say that Ula is going to explain the Pasuk differently than Rav Huna? I'm going to be saying that the Pasuk teaches us that Cherme Kahanim could be effective on Kodesh Mizbeach. This ruling of Ula clearly points in the other direction. Answers the Gemara L'Olam of the Rabbanim. The halacha, all these halachas, that it could be chal is only the Rabbanim. The Krah, because the Chachamim were concerned that if we're going to be able to ignore a statement when somebody says that it should have on a Kedushas Bedek Abayis, or somebody says it should have on a Kedushas Cherme Kahanim, then they're going to even ignore it in a time where we may not ignore it. And it's only with Rabbanim. The Krah, the Pasuk is coming to teach us a different halacha altogether. The Krasuk is coming to teach us Lema'ila Huta'asa. That the halacha has come, the pasuk has come to teach us that an object that has on it cherim kahanim has the din is subject to the halachas of ne'ila, says the Mishnah Melech. So now the questions that we asked on Rav Huna and Amar Aleph from Brisis and perhaps even Mishnayis that seem to indicate that cherim kahanim can be effective on something that has a kedushas mizbeach, clearly different than what Rav Huna taught us, are no longer difficult. Because all of those brises, as Al Gemara just said, will be representing a din derabbanan. Midrabbanan and Rav Huna can agree that Cherme Kahanim will be effective in something that has on a Kedushas Mizbeach. The halacha Rav Huna was teaching us was only a halacha midraisa. But ask the Gemara, Lame'ila Lameli Kro. Why do we need a pasuk to teach us that something that has on it a cherim kahanim is subject to the halachas of Mila? Kodesh kedoshim today. The Torah calls it kodesh kedoshim, and if the Torah considers it kodesh kedoshim, obviously it's subject to Mila. Ask the Gemara l'tameich. Hodam Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai taught us halacha. Ein Mila mefreshes min haTorah ela ba'oil b'vad. The only time that the Torah explicitly says there is a din of Mila is by a carbon oil. Shenemar. Nefesh kisim amal v'chata b'shtog v'mekotcha Hashem. That is the pasuk that introduces the halachas of mi'ila, and it has to be with something ha'miyuchadim l'Hashem, that's used strictly for Hashem. What's the only thing that's used strictly for Hashem? A carbon oiler. So the Farshim asks, if we think about it, a carbon oiler is also not used strictly for Hashem, because the hide of the carbon oiler is given to the Kahanim. So Mefarshim say a very big chiddush. It's not, we always understand that a carbon oil has the meat, which all of the meat is burnt on the Mizbeah, and the or, the hide, is given to the Kohanim. That means that the hide was originally part of the carbon oil, we think, and then that hide, after we do the avodah with the carbon, goes to the Kohanim. That's not pshat, say the Mefarshim. Pshat is that the or never was designated for Hashem. The or always was meant for the Kohanim. But whatever else of the animal is miyuchad l'Hashem. Abu Chafif Fasha, continue the Gemara, when we speak about Chatas and Asham, loy nafka elam of the Rebbe. The halacha that Hilchas Me'ila applies to Karm Chatas and Karm Asham, we only know from what Rebbe taught us. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, kol chel of l'Hashem, l'rabbis emura kachin kalam l'me'ila. That even though a carbon shlomim is kachin kalam, and a kachin kalam, since they are also owned by the owner, the halacha is that they don't belong to the, they don't go to the, they are not considered subject to me'ila. But once we separate the emurim, the part that has to be burnt on the mizbeach, then that part does become subject to Hilchas Me'ila. So we see that if Emrei Kotchi Kalim are subject to Hilchas Me'ila, certainly Chatas Vashem. But ask the Gemara, Lama Likra, but why do we need a Pasuk to teach us the Chatas Vashem, that a Karmen Chatas and Karmen Oshem are subject to Me'ila? Kodesh Kedoshim Ksibuhu. Doesn't the Torah call them Kodesh Kedoshim? Ella, how must we understand? I forgot the Kodesh Kedoshim Ksibuhu. Even though the Torah called them Kachim, by crawler in Lamila, we still need a pasuk to teach us the subject to Hilchas Me'ila. Says the Gemara, similarly, Charamim Nami, I forgot the Kodesh Kedoshim Ksibuhu, even though the Torah calls them Kodesh Kedoshim, by crawler in Lamila, we need a pasuk to teach us that the subject to Hilchas Me'ila. So Gemara goes back to analyze the statement that we discussed at the top of the Amid. The Gemara said, Gufa, Hamagdish Mil, Hamagdish Oyla Bedekabayis. If you have a carbon oyla and you will magdish it to have on it Kedushas Bedekabayis, Einbay El Ikav Gezar Bilvad. The entire amount that you've accomplished with your statement is that now Hegdish has to stand there when we're magdish this carbon oyla. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in a braisa, Hamagdish oyla lepedikabayis. If somebody was magdish his oyla to pedikabayis, the halacha is osla shachta chetipada. We're not allowed to be shechted until it's redeemed, until we give its value to the hegdish, to the pedikabayis. From here, it's mashma that you could be pointed right. You could be our braisa is same to say that you could be makavit right away. Here it says it requires, and since that's in fact why the hegdish has to stand there, because they still have, as we explained earlier, ownership in it. And he was saying that they don't have to. Answers the Gemara, that's only midrabbanan. Hachanav mistabra, and the Gemara explains that that is a sensible explanation. Midatani sefer, because the Braisa continues saying, im ovav v'shachta, if you did go and shecht it before you applied it, masha asu asu, what you've done is still effective. Now, if midaraisa you have to be applied it, how could you say masha asu asu? As Reb Chaim Brisker explains, it would not fall into the category if it's full-fledged kachi bedekabayis, then it's mamashka yisrael, because the halacha is that something that has on a Kedushas Bedekabayis may never be eaten until you pied it. And we learned earlier in our Masechta that the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Mamashka Yisroel, and from Mamashka Yisroel we know that anything that may not be eaten, you can't be brought as a carbon. Another pshat, going back to something Reb Chaim suggests, something that we also discussed earlier in our shir. The what is pshat when a carbon is brought? When a carbon is brought, it's my carbon that's being brought. And it's accomplishing for me whatever it's supposed to accomplish. But now if it has on it a Kedushas Bedekabayis, then it isn't my carbon. and then it can't, and therefore it cannot accomplish for me what a carbon needs to accomplish. So must be, Elmai, it must be the Rabbonim. Ask the Gemara, if that's pshat, Yehochayim Sefer, then let's continue learning the Braisa. Alan by the Braisa says, you're over two meals. One because it's kachim is be'ach, presumably. One because it's kachim is be'ach, and one because it's kachim by the kabayis. But if we're saying now that it's not really kachim by the kabayis, and that's why you could be midaraisa makrovit even without pidyon, vi midrabonim, amai shtei meilus. Why are there two meilus here? Answers the Gemara, hachikamah, ruya lima by shtei meilus. It could be that it has on it shtei meilus, if Kedushas by the Kabayis were Chal, Midaraisa, but once Kedushas by the Kabayis was not Chal, Midaraisa, it will only be subject to one Mi'ila. Others say, Pshat is that it's subject to two Mi'ilas, on the Basar, going back to what I said earlier, that there's a difference between the meat of a carbon oiler and the or of a carbon oiler. The meat of the carbon oiler has one type of mi'ilah, and the R has a different type of mi'ilah, and that's what the Mishnah means, what the Braisa means, it has two mi'ilahs. So Tosfos asks the obvious question, why don't we say indeed it has two mi'ilahs? One mi'ilah is because it's kachim is be'ach, and kachim is be'ach, therefore it's subject to a full-fledged mi'ilah midaraisa, and then it does have a kachim by the kabayis midrabonim, and since it has a kachim by the kabayis midrabonim, it's subject to mi'ilah midrabonim. So Taisha says a beautiful teretz. Taisha says, why would the Rabbanan institute Mi'ilah in a situation? Because they're concerned that you may come to be over Mi'ilah deraisa. And because of that concern, they go and say, even though it's not deraisa the Gemilah, it's the Rabbanan the Gemilah. But in our situation, we already have Mi'ilah deraisa. So there's no reason for Chazal to make a meal of the Rabbanim. Why would they want to make a meal of the Rabbanim? To prevent you from being over meal of the Raisa? You will already be over meal of the Raisa. So just to institute a Rabbanim the Gemilah, which for no specific purpose, that Chazal wouldn't have done, and therefore it only has one meilah, the meilah the Raisa of meilah on Kachay Mizbeach.